Melissa, M-E-L-I-S-A, Brewer, B-R-E-W-E-R, 2370, today 731. Chief complaint, I have COVID. This is a 55-year-old woman with history of COVID at home, diagnosed. Her husband has the same symptoms. She has issues with cough, congestion, fever, tiredness, leg pain, arm pain, nausea, no hematemesis, no hematuria, no feet, no vomiting, period. Allergies numerous to the list. Surgery, complete hysterectomy, hernia surgery, and C-section. Medications reviewed opposite page. Medical problems, anxiety, insomnia, coronary artery disease, hypertension, hypothyroidism, hyperlipidemia, history of myocardial infarction, social, no smoking, no drinking. She's married. They've had two children. Family history, positive for colon cancer, positive for breast cancer, hypertension, diabetes. Maintenance patient has always been very difficult in getting her colonoscopy or mammogram done. We had a come to Jesus talk today, and she realizes how important that is, especially since she's noticed some swelling under her arm from time to time on the left side, period. Knee paragraph, now she's willing to have the ultrasound, I mean to have the mammogram done of the both breasts at this time. She's had no chest pain. She knows that having COVID predisposes her to myocardial infarction and possible DVT. And for this reason, we did a look at her legs and her heart today with no significant change from before, period. Medication, also I reviewed her medication one by one. Also put under medical problems, a history of osteoporosis, hyperlipidemia. And we said low thyroid, of course. Period, 143 pounds, no significant change, 97.9 temp, 99, 20, 70, 126 over 78, heart positive, swollen positive, verse 2. Lungs are clear, abdomen soft, neck shows JVD, skin shows no rash. Examination of the left arm reveals no abnormality. Examination of breast on the left side and right side reveals no abnormality. Pulses are bilateral, echo. Of course, neurological is non-focal. Assessment number one, COVID-19 for home exam. Testing number two, synthroid was refilled, 25 microgram. Next one was Wellbutrin, 150 refill. Where's that piece of paper that I copied? That was for her cardiac. What is it? Tells you where the stents are.
Yeah, I'm seeing it. I know it.
Next number, Wellbutrin was refilled. Next number is Z-Pak. Next one is Medrol Dose Pack. Next one is because of her COVID, she received Rocephin. Because of COVID, she received Decadron as well as Rocephin for her bronchitis with abnormal sputum. Next number, coronary artery disease status post stent placement. Next number is... patient has one stent, most likely on the left side. There's a piece of paper from Medtronic, but doesn't tell me exactly where the stent's placed. Next number, ultrasound of the abdomen is within normal limits. So let's do assessment. Number one, COVID-19. Oh, we're doing assessment. So next number, put down patient's colonoscopy. She's refused to have a colonoscopy. She wants to do a Cologuard. We'll do a Cologuard instead, even though colonoscopy is much more appropriate for her. Next number, swelling under her left arm has just come and go. Ultrasound of the area reveals no abnormality. Mammogram ordered. I told her she must have a mammogram. Mammogram ordered. Next one is ultrasound of both breasts are within normal limits. Next one is hyperlipidemia. Next one is treatment of COVID-19 discussed. Next one is osteoporosis and Boniva. Next one is low vitamin D. Next one is blood work is due in 2 months. Next number is continue with metoprolol. Next one is she's taken Z-Pak and Medrol dose pack before. Next one is anxiety controlled with Wellbutrin. Next one is has no suicidal thoughts or ideation. Next number is the antibiotic was given for secondary infection, not for COVID, of course. Next number, status post stent placement in her heart. Next number is weight stable. Next number is diet and activity discussed with patient. Next number. She was told to return if she develops chest pain, shortness of breath, leg pain, or any other symptoms consistent with DVT and/or myocardial infarction. Thank you.